Radio KMAN, a busy show here today. We're shuffling people in and out of the studio here, but we've got some folks from the Riley County Health Department joining us here for this segment. Leslie Campbell, Clinic Supervisor, and Andrew Adams, Public Health Emergency Preparedness Coordinator. Okay, thank you for that. And guys, thanks for being here, first of all, on our first In Focus program of the new year. I guess, what are some topics that you've brought in here, first off, Leslie?
Well, we came in today to talk about flu, of course. Influenza season is upon us. We are seeing some increases at the hospital in activity, so we wanted to make sure that everyone got a flu shot this year.
So important. It really is. My wife's battling, and you know, she's one of the rare cases. She got the flu shot, and she still got sick here, but I think the impact has been a little bit less. So.
Right. Even if you get the influenza with the shot, you're less likely to end up in the hospital or having to, you know, some severe complications from it. So that's a good reason to get one.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and speaking about that, the flu changes from year to year. There's different severity levels. What's it been like here this flu season so far?
So Andrew's going to chime in about that.
Okay. Sure. So it hasn't been as bad this year compared to last year. It's similar to 2 years ago, actually. So we've seen fewer cases this year. I think the vaccine so far has been a pretty good match. But we are just now getting into the peak of the flu season. So peak flu season is usually December through February. So we're kind of a couple weeks into that so far.
All right. And there's several ways you can protect yourself. I know hand washing is critical this time of year, as it is any time of year.
Absolutely. And we have at Riley County been very busy giving influenza vaccines. We had our vaccine all year or all during the flu season, and we've given over 2,600 vaccines, and we've been really promoting kids to get those vaccines. And so we had our huge Oktoberfest event. And Andrew has some statistics about the flu event that day. That was awesome, from 2 to 6.
Right. So this was our sixth annual Oktoberfest event, which is just our big community flu clinic where we have games and pumpkins and things for the kids if they come in and get their flu shot. This year, like Leslie said, we expanded the hours a little bit longer to get more people through the doors, and we actually gave our most the most flu shots we've ever given. We gave a little over 600 flu shots in an afternoon, compared to about 440 last year. So we had a big jump. We really tried to promote it, make sure everybody knew how important the flu shot was to come out and get it. We think it was a great success. And those numbers so far in the community, at least, are showing that.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful that you saw an increase here, because it is, you know, there's some maybe misperceptions. Other people think, I'm not going to get the flu here. But, you know, then there's all of a sudden they're sick, and the next thing you know, they've got really bad symptoms. So, I mean, just kind of talk to that. If maybe someone hasn't gotten their flu shot before, why it's so important?
Absolutely. It's very important to get a flu shot. Number one, to keep the spread of flu down throughout the community. And so that's what we've been trying to do. And we still have plenty of flu vaccine at the health department. Many places in town give them besides the health department, though. Doctor's offices, pharmacies, and pharmacies are a really good place to go to for the vaccines. But yes, getting a shot is very important for keeping yourself from having severe complications and also from and preventing the disease to spread throughout the community. So,
yeah, I mean, it really is a community risk factor here. If you don't get it. So as far as setting up an appointment to do this, is that something you have to do, or do you take walk-ins?
We do both. So you can set up a call, set up an appointment to get through really quick, or you can walk in too, and we try to accommodate all of those too. So, yeah, feel free. And our number is 785-776-4779, and then you want to do extension 7600.
Okay. And I know there's been years where there's been lesser amounts of the vaccine available here. We're pretty well, I guess, not stocked, I guess would be the right word.
Absolutely, yes. We don't have the mist this year just because it came out so late in the season that we weren't able to order any, but next year we'll definitely try to order that. So they are all shots, but yes, we have plenty of them. We still have some vaccine for people who are allergic to eggs or have a little bit of a more a sensitivity to those kind of things. We have vaccine for that too. That's readily available. So we have all shots, but all types. We still have high dose for the seniors over 65, which is very important if they get high dose. It's twice the dosage, actually maybe more than that, and improves the immunity so that you don't become ill.
All right. And what's the effectiveness of this? How long is this good in your system for?
Yeah, so again, it's an annual flu shot. So we know we like to say that it's good for the whole flu season, at least. So we know that it takes about 2 weeks for your body to build up any kind of immune response after you get the shot. So that's why we start promoting our getting the shot back in October. But like Leslie said, you know, it's available still now, and we'll have it throughout flu season. And it should cover you the duration of the flu season, which, depending on where you look, typically starts in September or October and runs up until the first couple weeks of May, usually. Like I said earlier, though, with those peaks in December through February.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned kids being of importance to get it. They seem to deal with the flu a little bit tougher here, them and the older community as well.
Absolutely. Kids and seniors are at the highest risk for having deaths. And flu is one of the highest reasons influenza is in the United States that people die throughout the year. And last year was a really tough year. And even in Kansas, so far we've had 6 deaths from influenza.
Man, and I just read a story, I think, last week about a boy in Nebraska, not too far from here, I think southeastern Nebraska, who had passed away from it. So it does happen, and it's unfortunate because it is so preventable.
Absolutely. So, yeah, and you never know who may be the person that is there, overwhelms their body with the flu. You just never know when that's going to happen. So the best prevention you can do is get a flu shot.
All right. And most insurances, I think, cover the cost of getting your flu shot. They're pretty cheap.
Yes, absolutely. The insurances, all insurances will cover the influenza vaccine. And we have vaccine for uninsured adults, too. So have come down to the health department. We definitely can get you a shot for totally free.
All right. Those who don't know where you're located at, could you just...
Yeah, 2030 Tecumseh Road, which is off of Claflin.
Okay. And to set up an appointment, what's a good phone number for you guys?
785-776-4779, and then the extension is 7600.
Okay. Again, get your flu shot if you haven't done so yet. I may have to stop in there this week. I'm a little under the weather. Now, that's one thing, too. If you're sick, you can't get it. Is that right?
Only if you have a temperature.
Only if you have a temperature. Okay.
So.
Well, I may be stopping by at some point later this week. So thank you for sharing all that information. Yeah, get your flu shot here because there is still time to do that. Again, Leslie Campbell, Andrew Adams from the Riley County Health Department, our guests. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you.
All right. That's going to do it for In Focus here on News Radio KMN here on this second day of January. Dave Lewis, I'll throw it back to you.
All right. Thank you, Brandon. Tomorrow we'll be featuring Marty Veneer from NBAF and Perry Wiggins of the Governor's Military Council. That's beginning at 9:05 tomorrow here at News Radio KMAN. Friday, Director of the Manhattan CVB, Karen Hibbert, will be here along with Research and Extension Officer for Riley County, or Agent rather, Greg Eystone. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, the game this afternoon, and PowerCat Game Day begins at 6. The network broadcasts at 7, tip-off for K-State and Texas tonight at 8. Go Cats!
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS